Among the nation's largest cities, Chicago stands out for its high murder rate and for the number of its murders that go unsolved. In recent years, the police have been solving, or clearing as they say, just about 4 of every 10 murders. WBEZ analysis of police data shows another dimension of that dismal rate. The clearance numbers are especially low for victims who are African American. The story from WBEZ's Chip Mitchell.
There were 849 murders from the beginning of last year through this past July. By the end of that period, CPD had solved only a fraction of them. And here's the racial disparity. When the victim was white, 47% of murders were solved. For Hispanics, the rate was about 33%. When the victim was African American, it was less than 22%. What that means is this. When a black Chicagoan got murdered, the odds CPD would solve the crime were less than half of when the victim was white. One of the neighborhoods suffering from a lot of violence is Austin. I visited a church there, Greater St. John Bible Church. I talked to some members.
Hi, my name is Sharon Jones. I'm a retired truck driver. I drove semi-tractor trailers for 25 years.
Jones says a first cousin of hers was killed just blocks from the church a few years ago, a murder that was never solved.
My name is Bernard Lilly Jr., 23-year-old. I'm a musician, as well as I'm a school-based mentor for college mentoring experience.
Both Jones and Lilly said the racial disparity in murder clearances does not surprise them.
I think it's a testament to how disposable black bodies and black lives are in this country. The crime rates are so high because of systematic racism.
Also, the resources that come to the black community, jobs, is systematic.
Lilly says he thinks it can be hard for police to solve murders in some African American neighborhoods because witnesses don't want to help the police. And he says he understands why.
There's definitely fear, and I feel like there's fear of not being protected. So if a detective comes to my house and wants certain information, people know that you're here. Now I'm a target. And what does that mean for me and my family?
Yeah, and a lot of times criminals are harbored by family members. That keeps it going too. You know, when you have family members letting killers eat at their table.
But Jones and Lilly say there are things CPD could do to solve more murders involving black victims. One, the department could hire more black detectives.
It's important for detectives to meet the people where they are. You know, it'll be a lot easier if it's a detective that identifies with my experience.
Two, they say CPD's detectives could just work harder.
Yeah, I mean, for me, the word that's ringing in my ear is accountability.
If their check was tied to how many crimes they solve, more crimes would be solved.
But Yesenia Pizarro doesn't buy it.
The research does not support that notion.
She's an Arizona State University criminologist.
One of the things we know about clearance when you're a detective is that that's your performance metric. That's how the higher-ups within the police department will assess if you're an actual good detective or a bad detective. So it's not so much that detectives are not putting in the effort. What the research suggests is that some cases are just harder to clear than others.
Pizarro says police need people willing to come forward with information and witnesses willing to cooperate.
If you have a community that, because of prior experiences, doesn't trust the police, it doesn't matter if you're an African-American detective. You're a police officer. They might not trust you and they might not talk to you.
Trust. This is something the city of Chicago has wrestled with for a long time. The issue has been especially acute in the last few years, since the shooting of Laquan McDonald by police officer Jason Van Dyke. There have been reform efforts. The U.S. Department of Justice investigated CPD. There's a federal lawsuit requiring police reforms, new directives from the superintendent of police. It's a massive undertaking. But Tenny Gross says there are actually some pretty simple ways police detectives could start earning trust. Gross heads the Institute for Nonviolence Chicago, a group that works with gang members in Austin.
Those in power, we need to go the extra mile to serve the communities. It starts with the mothers.
Mothers of the murder victims.
Many complain they don't really get regular calls back and relationship building with the family.
Calls back from detectives.
To earn trust is a very difficult thing, and every field has to do it. Medicine, street outreach, social workers, teachers, and police. We cannot whine about it. We're paid by the taxpayers.
I asked for an interview with someone from the Chicago Police Department to talk about why murders involving white victims are twice as likely to be solved as murders involving black victims. The interview request was not granted. A police spokesman sent a statement that says the department is committed to investigating and solving all crimes regardless of a victim's race or any other demographic trait. When Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson has talked about CPD's failure to solve murders, he's often emphasized the issue of witnesses.
You very rarely have a police officer that actually witnesses a murder or a shooting. We need the public's help in solving these crimes.
Without witnesses, without trust in the police in neighborhoods like Austin, there won't be much official justice. There will be street justice. Sharon Jones, the retired truck driver, she tells what that looks like.
It's like a free-for-all. You know, you shot my cousin, I'm going to come and shoot your uncle, and, you know, just back and forth. And there's an 80% chance that you're going to get away. So what's the point of thinking about the police going to catch me, because everybody already knows it, they're not.
A police spokesman says an outside group is studying the department's detective bureau, that the study will be done soon, and that the public will get to see the conclusions. Chip Mitchell, WBEZ News.